93.7 Express FM. We are passionately pumping.
Jamal Lowe's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamal Lowe, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing Play Up Pompey. It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
Another quiet week ticks by at Portsmouth Football Club. We may not have a midweek fixture to discuss this evening, but there are still plenty of topics of debate to go over between now and seven. And amongst all of that, we'll be hearing from the Blues boss, Kenny Jackett, who is adamant that unity is crucial heading into this weekend's game.
We're going to work for each other. We're going to work as a team. We're going to work as a group and see where that takes us.
It's safe to say that Pompey are in desperate need to get a run going soon. And Marcus Harness also knows how crucial that could prove to be.
It's hard to build momentum when the schedule to stop start, so hopefully we can get a bit of a run going.
Welcome to 93.7 Express FM, the only place to be for all of the latest Blues news, discussion and uninterrupted coverage of every Pompey game, home and away. Tonight we are asking you back home, the Pompey fans, to get involved with the chat and to help us keep the show flowing. Who would you like to see feature in tomorrow's starting lineup at the Keep Moat Stadium? If you were the gaffer, would you play or postpone next week's game against Gillingham? And what are you predicting the score to be this weekend as the Blues visit Doncaster? 81400 is the number to text. At Pompey at expressfm.com is our email, and it's at expressfm on Twitter. So keep it express between now and seven, as it's time once again for another jam-packed show right here on 93.7 FM, DAB, digital radio and online at expressfm.com. This is the Friday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Good evening and a very warm welcome to you, as ever, to another edition of the Football Hour here on the only radio station that is passionately Pompey, Express FM. From this week, we are now extending the show and removing one ad break, which means even more Blues debate and more chances to get your voices back home heard too. You asked and we listened. And of course, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors, Stagecoach Buses, who have depots all across the South Coast with plenty of routes and buses, all at affordable prices. Download their app today on either the Apple app or Google Play Store. And ready to get going here in the studio with me tonight, two more Blues fans to help me through the hour to discuss last week's victory and to preview tomorrow's trip to Doncaster Rovers. First of all, I'd like to welcome back Ivan Prothero. Ivan, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing, mate?
Very good. Good to have you back on the show. And also Sam Carter, who too makes his return. Sam, it's great to have you back.
Thanks, Jake. Well, pleasure.
You know, you're one of three Sams to have featured on the show this season. We're very early on. I think we may have to rename the station. But I've got a feeling that there is already one that goes by that name, so I think we'll keep it Express, shall we?
Yeah.
Right. We can't hide from it, lads. It's been a few opinions on social media during a week in which we've had no midweek game. But last week's game at home to Bolton Wanderers, it was a win in the end, Ivan, but not a particularly convincing one.
No. I really like to use like horrible cliche of like a game of two halves, but it wasn't even that. It was poor all throughout. I mean, despite the win, yeah, we were lucky.
Positives, of course, Sam, were the 3 points and the clean sheet, which I guess is the bottom line, but judging by the performance set against, let's face it, a team we should be beating comfortably considering their situation and the quality within Pompey's squad, you can't help but dread the thought of going up against Doncaster this weekend, who, let's say, or let's face it, they've had a flying start to a new campaign.
Exactly. I think they're almost the exact different scenario to us, really. They've got a fresh new manager and fresh impetus, and it's kind of showing for them. I just think from Saturday we looked a lot more dysfunctional than a dysfunctional side that was put together, quite frankly, on deadline day.
Nine new signings on deadline day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Marcus Harness made his return last weekend, Ivan, albeit off the bench. A lot of people surprised, but perhaps he wasn't named in the starting 11. But upon reflection, it's best really in these scenarios to ease an injured player back into action, you know, off of the bench, especially at this early stage of the season. You don't want to risk reinvigorate the injury, do you?
Yeah, I think that's a sensible thing to do. I mean, he looks absolutely quality, and you don't want him to come back and immediately break him. So yeah, I mean, if he can get his fitness, I'm sure he'll start.
And based on his impressive performances so far, Sam, we don't want to miss him again this season at all, because he has been, I think, one of the standout performers and what has certainly been a below average start.
Oh, definitely. He's been our one bright spark, and I think we're quite lucky in the sense that we've got two quite informed wingers by the looks of things, and I don't mean he who shall not be named, but Williams and Harness are looking quite good this season, so that's good.
Harness certainly brought last week's game to life when he was introduced off the bench, Ivan, but I think it's fair to say that other than his presence, I don't think Pompey have had that spark going forward yet this season. The effort is there, undoubtedly, from particular players, but the creativity has been lacking. We have the players to challenge at the top, but I think we're all still waiting for it to click. Perhaps something special to happen, a thumping of a team, just to really get things going.
Yeah, I think we just lack that sort of creative class, really. We don't really have anybody who has a spark to go on and beat anybody. I mean, I feel really sorry for Marquise. I've seen, especially on Twitter recently, he's getting quite a lot of hate for, I don't really know why.
No.
I don't think the system works for him. He's not getting the service he needs. I actually go far as to say, like, since Matt Tubbs, I feel sorry for him, because he was the last player I could think of that we bought in that really just didn't fit the system. And it's showing, but he's a quality striker, and I'm hoping he'll be up for scoring against his old team on the weekend.
His old team, yeah. A player we're not really, as Ivan mentioned there, Sam, we're not really utilising his ability. He played the ball to his feet, as we saw in a couple of chances against Southampton last week in the derby.
Yeah, exactly.
Williams playing the ball to his feet, he had a shot caddened off a post. He's very unlucky not to score. Whereas I think if you're lumping it forward to him, he's not Ollie Hawkins, he won't bring the ball down like that. He needs to play it along the floor.
Yeah.
And he will get in those goal-scoring positions. It's just not working for him around.
Yeah, I think it's just what we're doing at the moment. We're just trying to cross it into him, and it just doesn't seem to be that kind of knowledge of each other's game yet, somehow. You see Marquis is always in the, what you'd say, wrong positions for the cross, or maybe it's the crosses that are going to the wrong places. There's just not that kind of final third gelling.
Yeah. One player who has come straight into the frame recently is Australian winger Ryan Williams. What have you made of his first few appearances back in blue, Ivan?
Yeah, he looks really good. I'm actually really impressed with him so far, especially creative. What he actually seems to bring to the team is so impressive, considering what we've had.
Yeah.
A couple more games and I'm sure he'll get the rhythm as well.
Ivan, Sam, thank you. We'll be back with you shortly, but now let's hear from Kenny Jackett. Ive Follows' Johnny Moore has been chatting to the Blues boss, first pointing out how tough this weekend's game could be.
Yeah, it is, but looking from our own point of view, now we've lost three away games so far this season and we're not happy with that, and we can look at each one sort of individual circumstances, but you know that has to stop. You know, we have to go up there with an attitude, a work rate that can bring out the quality that we have, and mostly it's a mentality that we're going to work for each other, we're going to work as a team, we're going to work as a group, and see where that takes us. And I do think that with our ability level, that can take us a long way.
How important is it to build on a win and build on a clean sheet last Saturday?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it was a difficult game in many ways. We put so much into the Southampton game, and yet, you know, for the players, still lost 4-0, and it was tough starting again on the Saturday. But a circumstance that we had to come through, and 0-0 at half-time was a good scoreline for us in that particular game. And anyway, second half against Bolton, we stepped it up. We got a little bit more confidence. And we deservedly won the game then, and as you say, it's a good stepping stone for us that we have to build on.
Your defensive setup now, is it in your mind what your best one is?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, we've obviously lost a few players with it, Hawkins and sort of before that Brown, you know, Bolton. And you know, those sort of lads are just off the best back four. But having said that, there's other players to come in, and for them, they've, you know, have to worked hard to take that chance, take that opportunity. A good clean sheet on Saturday will help and give them confidence. And we have to go forward and take that on and make sure that we can replicate that both home and away.
Just looking ahead now, you've had three international call-ups. In your mind, what do you do about the Gillingham game?
Yeah, if we can play it, I want to play it. And, you know, we don't want to lose any more rhythm because, you know, with a long break, by the time an actual league game comes around for the players, it's tough. And you know, we want to play next week if we can. Now, similarly, you know, if we'll see and after Saturday's game, if we have injuries or key injuries, we have no choice but to call it off. That's the case. But if we can sustain it and keep the game on, you know, that's my ambition as a manager. That's what I want to do.
So the decision is made on Sunday?
Yeah, decision will be made Saturday night, really, early Sunday morning, as to whether we call the game off or not. I'll assess, you know, what injuries we have and see. And obviously, you know, we have three players out of our group in Ronan Curtis, in Ross McCrory, and then Craig all going away with the internationals. And, you know, congratulations to them for getting into those squads. But similarly, you know, if we can get that home game on, we will as well.
Kenny Jackett there speaking to iFollow ahead of tomorrow's game. You can hear the rest of that interview right here exclusively on Pompey Live between 2 and 3 tomorrow afternoon. It's time now to head for our first break of the evening, during which I hope to hear from you back home, the listeners. Tonight I want to know whether you'd like to see next weekend's game against Gillingham played or postponed. Who would you like to see play at the back tomorrow afternoon? And there are some big decisions to be made in regards to the attacking lineup at Doncaster. Who makes your 11 for this weekend's trip? Send your thoughts across to us between now and 7 this evening. The number to text is 81400. Start your message with the word Express. Email Pompey at expressfm.com or find us on Twitter at expressfm. Make sure to include a score prediction for tomorrow's trip to Doncaster within your text, tweets and emails too. And join us again in just a few moments when the Football Hour returns on 93.7 Express FM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to the Football Hour on Express FM, driven to you this season by Stagecoach across the South, who offer student day rider tickets at just £2.50. Just hop on a bus, show a valid student ID, and you'll be ready to go. You can also buy your tickets online or via the Stagecoach bus app. Find out more information over at stagecoach.co.uk. Before the three of us continue with this evening's discussion, let's catch up with Ian Chiverton, who has a preview of this weekend's action for the Pompey Women.
Hi everyone, my name's Ian Chiverton and welcome to the latest Pompey Women preview. Pompey Women's scheduled home game against Gillingham last Sunday was postponed due to the weather. Like the men's team, Pompey Women have had a frustratingly disjointed start to their fixture list. It all heats up this week, however, as Pompey have two away games in the space of just 4 days. Firstly, they take on newly promoted Keynsham Town at the AGM Stadium this Sunday at 2 p.m. kickoff. It's Pompey's first away game of the season, and Jay Sadler and his side will be going there fully intent on getting all 3 points. Keynsham currently sit bottom of the league, having lost all four of their opening games. The game won't be easy though. Pompey lost to Keynsham in the Cup last year, so we can't take the game lightly. After that game, Pompey are back in action again on Wednesday night when they take on Chichester at Oaklands Park at 7:45 kickoff. Although the teams are not strictly rivals, there is always a spark to these games, and the atmosphere is always good. Pompey have shared some superb matches against Chichester over the last few seasons. Last time the two sides met, Pompey won the game thanks to a couple of unbelievable strikes and a double penalty save from Pompey goalkeeper Hannah Horton. It still goes down as one of the best games I've seen, and I reckon Wednesday is going to be no different. It'd be great to have some Pompey support there for the game, so why not make the short trip to Chichester and join us? Tickets are available for both the Keynsham and Chichester games on the gate. As always, you can see all the match highlights, goals and interviews on our YouTube channel, Pompey Women Vlogs.
Chiv there with the latest from the Pompey Women, who are on the road this weekend. A trip to Keynsham awaits Jay Sadler's side in the league. Some interaction coming into us now in regards to next week's potential game at home to Gillingham. Mel Clark says, play the game because we have a big enough squad. Don't forget you can get your voice back home heard too. Just let me know what you're thinking and I'll do my best to get it read out between now and 7. If the decision were up to you, would you play or call off next week's game at home to Gillingham with 3 squad members out on international duty? Who deserves to be playing tomorrow's match at Doncaster? And which back four would you like to see Kenny go for this weekend? Perhaps you'd like to see Gareth Evans return at right back at some point this season too. To get in touch, it's 81400 on the text. Start with the word Express at the beginning of your message. It's Pompey at expressfm.com or tweet us at expressfm. What are your thoughts on that, Sam? Would you go ahead and play the game next week or would you postpone it?
I think, for once, I actually agree with Kenny. I think after Saturday, just see how that goes, because obviously pick up an injury on Saturday, then it throws it a little bit under the bus, doesn't it? So I think that's a sensible decision. At the moment, I would say play, It gives a few of the fringe players or younger players a chance to play. Obviously, Alex Bass will get his chance. That'll be quite exciting. So, yeah, just wait until after this Saturday.
I saw a tweet in the week from Ian Dark. You may know of him if you listen to a lot of sports shows. He said, Pompey should not postpone the Gillingham game. Of the three international call-ups, only the keeper is a definite starter. My hunch now is Curtis will be rested with Pittman, Harness and Marquis starting up front. That's the right call based on the current form. He brings up a good point there in that if Kenny does decide to go ahead with the game, it gives a great opportunity for attacking players such as Harrison and Williams to push ahead with their first team ambitions, Ivan, with Roden Curtis unable to be put on the bench, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I think it might actually be the right push we need. If you force those players to be in, we might play the ball along the ground a lot more. I think instead of going a lot more direct, instead of just hoof ball up to players, which I still don't think is the best way to use it. I think it could be a great way to utilise our squad.
Yeah. I think this also could be a good time for Leon Maloney, Sam. Having seen him on, albeit a few occasions, I've already become a fan, and I'm excited to see him eventually come through the ranks, as I'm sure he will. Slow and steady, of course, but it's chances like these that young players tend to seize upon.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said earlier, it's the young players that need the chance. Maybe it might inject a fresh bit of life into the side. Obviously, we lost twice to them last year, so that throws this out the window. But Gillingham aren't exactly one of the stronger competitors in the league, are they? I know I'm going to eat my words now, but it's a good opportunity. At least we're not like away to Sunderland, something like that, you know?
Yeah, not like I understand what you mean, or in really this game against Doncaster tomorrow.
Exactly.
Dave has tweeted in this evening saying, poor Kenny, damned if he postpones, damned if he plays. I feel for the bloke in Kenny we trust. Again, another fair point there, Sam. We've seen games postponed in the past due to international call-ups, and I think the manager's received a bit of stick on both kind of sides of the argument. If you postpone it, then you know you've obviously run the risk of fixture congestion later on in the season, and obviously playing catch up to the rest of the league. But and if you play it and lose, it's kind of then his fault for for kind of risking it against, I suppose, underestimating a team like Gillingham.
Yeah. I guess the only solution to that is to win it whenever it's played.
Yeah. Ivan, we found out today that Ryan Williams will not be called up to the Australia squad for their upcoming World Cup qualifiers, so the Gillingham game will certainly provide him a good platform to show us what he's got, and to prove also that he can perform on a consistent basis, and from what we've seen so far, hasn't been, temporary.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main reason he hasn't been called up is probably just because he hasn't started enough games to. I mean, when he's come on, he's looked really good.
Yeah.
I think it's just the consistency he's sort of lacked. Not through no fault of his own, he just hasn't played enough games to probably warrant a call up. But yeah, it'd be nice to see him hopefully at 90 minutes under his belt and hopefully make an impact.
I ran a poll on Twitter, do love a poll. I asked the fans on social media whether you play or postpone the game if it were your decision. 78% have gone for play the game, whilst 22% would postpone it. So the vast majority, and I think also Kenny Jackett hinted towards the fact that the game will be played. But I think, as Sam mentioned as well, it all does depend on tomorrow's game at Doncaster. Any injury suspensions could sway the decision. He has until Monday to make his final decision, Sam, but he has recently come out to say that at the moment he intends to keep it on. If you were in his shoes, would you decide, I know you mentioned depending on injuries, but say all goes well tomorrow, okay, we're going to miss McGilvery, you'd like to think that a goalkeeper coming in, Alex Bassel, we know of his capability, that wouldn't be so much of an issue. Ronan Curtis seems to be hitting a dip in form at the moment, perhaps not in Kenny Jackett's good books. And of course Ross McCrory hasn't been starting of late, so it all does really kind of fit in place to play it.
Yeah, especially if we win and keep the momentum going, and then I guess as well, even if we lose, it's another opportunity to build some momentum. So yeah,
Sam, I assume you're on the same side of the fence, keep it going, and unless any horrific accidents tomorrow.
Yeah, the thing is, I think we really do need, this is a good excuse, if anything, to sort of shake it up. I think if we can get somehow Ellis Harrison in there, John Marquis, if we can actually get our players to look potentially quite decent and then maybe change the formation up. If we, for example, if we win quite convincingly, great, we've then got something to adapt to and hopefully change our season around.
Luke Ellis has had his say. He tweets his lineup for next week's game if it goes ahead. He's gone for Bass, Houndstrup, Downing, Burgess and Bolton, Naylor, Cannon, Williams, Marquis and either Pittman or Harrison, with a bench of McGee, Walks, Raggett, Close, Pittman or Harrison, Maloney and Owen Teggett. Still a decent side, even with the call-ups, he says. Agree that we need to play unless some of the players mentioned become unavailable tomorrow's game at Doncaster. Quite an interesting squad that Luke has pointed out there, Sam. A young one of that too, which features quite a number of academy products in as well. But one name in particular I want to highlight is Alex Bass, because he now has a great chance to prove to us the potential he has between the sticks.
He does. The missing man, Luke McGee, has fallen out of favour massively. So he's got his number two spot. It'll be interesting actually to see if he was to sit on the bench in a game like that. But yeah, he's got his real opportunity there if it does go ahead. I think we can all agree that McGillivray is definitely number one. No fight there at all. And so even in the cup games, he'll probably play. So this really is a big opportunity for him.
Shout out to Greg in Hamburg listening tonight. Also shout out to you for coming to the South Coast Derby last week. It was a pleasure to have finally met you. He's tweeted in saying that assuming Williams doesn't get called up, he'd postpone. We can't afford to slip even further behind in games. And then he then tweeted afterwards saying, okay, just read, but he's not called up, so I say bring it on. Peter on Twitter says, if we win tomorrow, then I'd play it to keep the momentum going. If we don't win, then I'd postpone it. And then he ends on, sack Jacket and have longer to get a replacement in. P.S. sack him anyway. So Peter's not a fan. But I actually want to mention one of the points he does make in his tweet. If we win tomorrow, Ivan, a good chance to keep that momentum going. If we don't win, maybe Kenny Jacket's thinking of that as well. Maybe if we don't win, gives another week to kind of build ourselves up for the next fixture.
Yeah, I think it's so crucial what the result is. Because it's a difficult one. If we get beaten quite heavily, say it's 3 or 4-0, it's a difficult one to have. Do you want to just forget about it and play your next game, or do you want to sit on it and sort of change things up? I don't know what he'd be more inclined to go with. But with the lack of squad depth that I think he's pegged, I could see him potentially, I mean, especially if we get an injury, I could see him wanting to postpone it.
Yeah. Another thing to mention as well, if the game is postponed, Sam, you've got to think of the repercussions that it comes with, because we've already... We fought him, really, in theory, 3 games behind other teams in his division. So, although we are 19th from the table, and that hasn't been helped by our form, of course, but you kind of feel like, you know, you fought another game behind, you've got so much more catching up to do on the rest of the pack. And that could have huge repercussions at the end of the season, when we've got a bulk of, you know, Saturday, Tuesday games, which then could hinder our chances of automatic promotion, or maybe even playoffs at this rate, at the end of the season.
Yeah, I can't say I'm a big fan of having games in hand. It's a high pressure scenario. You know, you have to win, and it's just not nice. I can't really see much benefit of it either in regards to a Saturday Tuesday either. Like, it's just going to wear out.
Yeah.
We know that Kenny likes to keep the same squad going. Doesn't like to rotate often. So it can only be negative, really.
You also got to keep that rhythm going, Ivan. You don't want to fall back behind on the Packers, as we mentioned, but a win tomorrow, that's 2 wins in a row. You want to make it 3 against a team, as Sam said earlier, no disrespect to Gillingham, but on paper, you know, you look at the league standings, we're a team that should be beating them, but they can also provide a bit of a bogey team for us as well of late.
Yeah, no, of course, but I think if you were going in before the season started and you said, okay, we're playing Gillingham and we're going to have to play some of our squad players, potentially we were a team that could have won the league if you went before. I mean, there's no excuse there. We should have a good enough squad. We should have enough like strength and depth. And to be honest, you should probably have enough belief in the squad players to go into it. I don't feel like it should be an issue. Obviously, if you don't have enough players, or if you've got players injured or away on international call-ups, and that does change the dynamic. But I think there still should be no excuse to go into that Gillingham game with whatever squad we've got, really.
Alan Swift has emailed in. He says, hi lads, I'm afraid that on paper and form we don't stand much of a chance tomorrow, notwithstanding a shock win. I would not postpone the game next week, as we've lost enough momentum as it is. We need the matches to go ahead. Cannot see much change in the team tomorrow, yet Curtis does need resting. Bring in Ryan Williams and Harness to start as well. Unless we find a way of feeding Marquis in and Pittman too, then I'm afraid another defeat is on the cards tomorrow. Sorry, says Alan in Southsea. Alan, don't be sorry. We're all entitled to our opinion. And to be quite honest with you, I don't think there's many people, especially in here, that really disagree with you. Sam, we play like we did last week against Bolton, against a team who are up there on the table, but have only lost one this season. They've got the second best defence in the league. It could be, I think Ivan mentioned it off air, a cricket score.
Yeah, it's slightly worrying. I noticed as well, unless these stats are lying to me, we haven't actually beaten Doncaster since that 4-3 back in 2011. Was it 2011?
Yeah.
So that's not a good record to have. We clearly don't like going to the Keep Moat. It's quite a frustrating place for us to go, I think. Obviously, there was that time their keeper got sent off and they had an outfield player in goal and we still couldn't beat them. It's not great. It's not a great place for us to go.
Gotta correct myself, it was 2012.
Oh, it was 2012.
The 2011-12 season, yep. I remember last season as a 0-0 draw. I don't really remember much from a game, but the season before, we lost 2-1, 2-0 down in the first 6 minutes. And then our goal in the second half came from, it was a pass back to the keeper which rolled under his foot and into the back of the net, and I think that was one of the hardest I've ever celebrated a goal. It was just so bizarre how it went in. But looking ahead to tomorrow, we'll discuss it after the next break, Ivan, but it really is going to be a show of intention if Pompey are to pick up the 3 points, that we can actually, well, we're back and we can beat the teams that are going to be up there at the top of the table.
Yeah, of course it does, but those stats don't make great reading, do they? Yeah. You want to be optimistic, but the way we're playing, I can't. I mean, if you offered me a point, I'd snap your hand off.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear from Marcus Harness now. iFollow's Johnny Moore caught up with him, first asking how frustrating the recent spell on the sidelines has been for the winger.
It's always frustrating when you can't play, like you physically just can't play. So it's been tough, but it could have been a lot worse. Like, there was a few weeks where we didn't have a league game and stuff, so that kind of softened the blow. But it's obviously buzzing to be back and hopefully to play in the team again.
At the time, you had a real head of steam up, didn't you? You were scoring goals for fun, and you were really the catalyst. So, you know, again, disappointing for the team.
Yeah, obviously, I got a few goals in them weeks, and to stop that momentum for an injury, it's quite frustrating. But we're back now, and hopefully I can help the team again, get some more goals, hopefully, and assists, and help the lads win 3 points.
You were back on Saturday and you dramatically changed that game. How do you explain that?
I don't know, just try and make things happen when I play. That's how I am, and it was tough in the first half, and then especially when the crowd start getting on you, it can be tough to really fight through it. So maybe it just took something a bit different. And obviously I haven't been feeling the pressure over the last few weeks, so I'm glad that I could help lift the lads and let everyone show what we're about a bit more.
Do you believe that your goal contribution now can be quite good come the end of the season?
That's always the aim. As a forward playing player, my job's to score and create goals, so that's hopefully what I can do.
Very early days, but are you surprised by the league position at all at this moment in time?
Yeah, it's not ideal, it's not what we'd hoped for, but we've missed a few games, and there's been a few stops and starts because of that. Like, it's hard to build momentum when the scheduled so stop starts. Hopefully we can get a bit of a run going following from Bolton. That's a good starting point, and hopefully we can carry it on starting this Saturday at Doncaster.
Yeah, it's a tough game at Doncaster, isn't it? But they're all pretty tough.
Yeah, there's no easy games in this league, as everyone knows, I think. So we'll go there with the same intentions as we always have, and hopefully we can win the game.
When you're around the players, around the camp, is the spirit still high here?
Obviously, it can get tough when you're not winning games, but everyone's sticking together like we have to. If we want to have any success, we've got to stick together. Like, there's going to be bad times, there's going to be tough times, but I think we have done, and hopefully it's only going to get better now.
You haven't been called up internationally, but you're still hoping on that side of things?
Well, before I've came here, it's never even been in the picture. Like, to even just be in the conversation is insane to me, but it is what it is. I'm not I don't expect to be called up, but if it happened, I'd be over the moon, obviously. But I'm here and I'm concentrating on Portsmouth. I can't really think about things that I have no control over. I can just think about my own performances and hopefully do the best I can.
But the fact we've got three international call-ups here proves you don't go off the radar when you come this far south. You know, people are getting noticed.
Yeah, it's definitely... That's what I mean, like, to even be in the conversation's insane to me. So, but it's great, and whatever happens will happen, but I just want to score goals and win games here at Portsmouth.
Well, hopefully you've now got the chance, mate, because you're injury-free and raring to go. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Marcus Harness there, looking ahead to tomorrow's game at Doncaster. Right, it's time now to get onto our final break of the evening, and why not get the last of your thoughts across to the panel in the meantime. Play or postpone, what would you decide to do with next week's clash with Gillingham? What would be your favourite starting lineup for tomorrow's trip to Doncaster? And let us know your score predictions for this weekend's game too. You can get in touch on the text, 81400 is the number. Start your messages with the word Express. Pompey at expressfm.com is our email address, and at expressfm is where to find us on Twitter. So get your opinions and predictions through to us now while we head off for a few minutes breather before the conclusion of tonight's show and a preview of Doncaster versus Pompey right here on the Friday Football Hour on Express FM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Good evening for the third and final time tonight to the Friday Football Hour, sponsored as ever by our friends at Stagecoach Buses, who offer adult day rider tickets at the discounted price of £4.10 if you buy via the Stagecoach Bus app on either the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. We've reached the final 20 minutes of this evening's Football Hour, which means you don't have long to get all of your thoughts across to us if you haven't done so already. Who would you like to see named on tomorrow's team sheet for Pompey, and why not let us know your score prediction for the game too? Start your text with the word Express followed by your name and message, and send that to 81400. Email Pompey at expressfm.com or find us on Twitter at expressfm. Why don't you get on that while we play out the next two audio pieces? And we begin those now with a guide for Blues fans who are planning on making the trip to the Keepmoat Stadium tomorrow. Pay attention now, as if this is your first time travelling to Doncaster, there could be some handy bits of information coming your way here. Mason Jordan talks you through how to get there.
Tomorrow, Pompey supporters will be heading to the northern town of Doncaster, where the Keepmoat Stadium awaits the League One clash between Doncaster Rovers and Portsmouth. The postcode to key into your sat-navs, if you're hardy enough to be the designated driver for the weekend, is DN45JW. That's DN45JW. Donny moved to the Keepmoat from the old ground Bellevue in 2007. This relatively new facility has the capacity of 15,231, and Blues fans will be housed in the North Stand. If you are travelling to the game on the road, then you will need to join the M18 eastbound at Junction 35. That's signposted for Hull. That's from the A1. Or alternatively, go via the M1 and join the M18 eastbound at Junction 32. Once you're on the M18, leave at Junction 3 exit and take the A6182 towards Doncaster. The stadium is well signposted from here on in and is about a mile and a half away. You know you have nearly reached your destination when you pass a retail park on your left, then the next traffic lights turn left to the White Rose Way. The Lakeside Shopping Centre will be on your right and the stadium located behind. At the next island, turn right onto the Industrial Estate, and after passing the Tesco Distribution Centre on the right, turn right again, and at the bottom of the road and the stadium will be further down to your left. There's a fairly large car park at the ground, which costs £5 per car, but it does get full for big games, such as the visit of Pompey. And it can take quite a long time to get out of the game, as you can imagine. There are 60 spaces reserved for disabled fans, which must be booked in advance for match day. Alternatively, a number of companies on the nearby Industrial Estate offer match day parking for around £3 to £4 per car. If you're making the long trip by train, they'll be running regularly from London King's Cross to Doncaster. The journey takes between 1.5 hours and 2 hours. Failing that, trains will also run frequently from London St Pancras International to Sheffield, and then from Sheffield to Doncaster. Despite the ease of the journey by the train, Doncaster Station is about 2 miles from the ground, so your best bet is to either take a taxi or bus to the ground. The number 56 bus runs every 15 minutes from the Frenchgate Transport Interchange adjacent to the station directly to the ground. This journey will take around about 18 minutes. After the game, buses will leave from the stop opposite car park 2 and will head back to the town centre. There should be enough buses laid out for everyone who wishes to travel back to town. Details of these journeys can be found on either firstgroup.com or travelsouthyorkshire.com. If you feel like taking a walk, then as you come out of the station, turn right and keep straight on this road, which is the A6182 Trafford Way, and you'll eventually reach the stadium complex on your left. It's a rather long but straightforward journey on foot. More up to date and on the day travel information, head to Twitter and follow at PompeyFCCop. If you think about where you're going to eat and drink this weekend, well, the Keep Moat is on the outskirts of the town, so there's not much choice in the way of pubs, but there is the Lakeside, the Beefeater Pub on White Rose Way, postcode DN45PJ. In here, food and real ale are served, and there's also a premium room attached if you're thinking about staying overnight and heading back on Sunday. In the nearby shopping centre, there are several of the usual popular fast food outlets. If you're arriving by train and you like a real ale, then on platform 3B there is the Draftsman Ale House, a restored former Victorian buffet room which also has a selection of gins and snacks. If none of those take your fancy, then there is the Leopard on West Street in the town centre, postcode DN13AA. This is an away fan friendly pub serving cask ale and food too. If you'd like to find out more information, then head over to the Doncaster Rovers FC website after the show, where they'll have a comprehensive away fans guide.
All you need to know there on how to get to the Keep Moat Stadium tomorrow and what to do once you are there, whether you're going by car or train. Okay, before I bring in my two guests back to look ahead to tomorrow's game, let's hear again from Mason, who now has an in-depth look into what the Blues will be going up against on the pitch. Here is this week's opposition, Doncaster Rovers.
After a long-awaited victory in the league last time out against Bolton Wanderers, Kenny Jackett will be hoping to claim a first away win of the season in the third tier this weekend.
Pompey Live, this week's opposition.
Doncaster Rovers stand in the way of Bombay and that highly anticipated away success. Both of these two sides' fixtures against one another last season ended in draws, with a 0-0 at the Keep Moat last August and a 1-1 stalemate at Fratton as recently as February.
Manager.
Former Pompey defender Darren Moore is currently the Doncaster boss. Moore, who once represented Jamaica as a player on the international stage, spent 2 years at Fratton Park between 1999 and 2001, making over 60 appearances in that time. The now 45-year-old replaced the departing Grant McCann on July the 10th of this year, with his predecessor making the switch to championship outfit Hull City. In fact, both managers virtually swapped divisions, with Darren Moore dropping down to manage the third tier, having been relieved of his duties at West Bromwich Albion in March. Despite leading the side to fourth in the Championship and playing a decent quality of football at the Hawthorns, Moore was sacked and replaced eventually by Slaven Bilic as a result of what the board could only describe as a poor run of home results.
One to watch.
Midfield maestro Benjamin Whiteman will be one to keep an eye out for this weekend. The 25-year-old wears the number 8 shirt for Doncaster and is known to pop up with the odd goal here and there, as well as implementing solid displays in the centre of the park, right in front of and aiding the defence.
Top scorer.
This accolade is currently split between James Coppinger and Kieran Sadlier. Both players have 3 goals each from midfield. Coppinger, who is now 38, started out his senior career at Newcastle United back in 1998 and has spent the vast majority of his playing days at Doncaster. He signed from Exeter City in 2004 and has since gone on to make over 500 appearances for the club, spanning across 2 stadiums from the Bellevue to where they now reside, the Keep Moat, and has rightfully earned his legendary status. Sadlier, however, has only been wearing the red and white Donny hoops since last December, just before the January transfer window. The English-born Irish winger moved back to the UK last year when he signed on an 18-month contract from Cork City. He was also wanted by Kenny Jackett here at Pompey before deciding to make the switch to Doncaster instead.
Current form.
Donny are 9th in the League One standings, having picked up 16 points from their opening 9 games. Darren Moore's side have the second best defensive record in the division, letting in just 8 so far this season. Only league leaders Ipswich can boast a cleaner record than that, having only conceded 5 in the opening 10 fixtures. Doncaster are on a mixed run of form as of late. If we look over their last 5 games, there's 2 wins, 2 draws and a loss, while they're only conceding 3 within that time. It's anyone's guess as to whether Kenny Jackett will be walking away from the Keep Moat having secured Pompey's first away win league of the season, or if the solid Donny defence will be able to keep the Blues at bay.
Thank you to Mason there for helping us out this evening with all of the information on how to get to the Keep Moat and with a look into the Doncaster Bristol Rovers team ahead of tomorrow afternoon's League One clash. Looking ahead then, lads, Doncaster will be a tough test. They don't score many goals. I think we've taken their top goal scorer, but at the same time, they do concede very few. In fact, Darren Moore's side do have the second best defensive record in the league so far this season. They shipped just 8 goals. We barely broke down Bolton, and I can't help but think, Ivan, that with Pompey's inability to break teams down, see games off and really keep clean sheets this season, if we replicate Saturday's performance when we visit the Keep Met this week, things could end badly.
Yeah. I don't really know what else to say, really. Yeah. We can hope it won't, but I can't, on current form, I can't see us doing much. Like Sam just said off air, like, before the season would have started, you'd have taken a point against Doncaster, especially away. I think that's as much as we can ask for. I'm hoping I'm wrong and we win 4-0 and life's great, but on current form, I can't see it.
James Coppinger will have to be kept quiet tomorrow afternoon. Sam, a player who's been there for what seems like forever, and you can't help but feel that he'll be really pulling the strings in the midfield for them tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, he is amazing. He's what, like 38, 39 now?
38,
he's still doing it, like, brilliant. But they are clearly a dangerous side. Yep. We've taken their biggest threat, haven't we? But not too sure who else is there, to be perfectly honest. But they might not be scoring, but we are conceding. So it's one of those problems. And yeah, like Ivan mentioned, I would have, even if we were like top of the league right now, won every game so far, I'd have still taken a draw away to Doncaster, looking at how we struggled against them. So it will be a tricky one.
James Coppinger, that much of a legend at Doncaster that we've been informed by Paul on Twitter that he currently has a car park named after him at Keepmoat Stadium, and he asked if there's any current league footballer with also a car park named after them. I can't think of any. I don't know if you two can, but a player that's still at the club and he's already got a car park named after him, so it just goes to show how important he could be for them. Okay, an email from Graham Wilkins. He says, "Hi Jake, hi all. Harness and Williams start for me tomorrow. Curtis needs time out, and after the derision from Ateris's last Saturday, can only benefit from time on the bench. He tries hard, but nothing seems to be going right for him at the moment. Also, I believe Cadden should come in for Close, as he too needs a rest in my book. Hopefully, Marcus will have a good day back at his old stomping ground, but I'm going for a hard-earned 1-1 draw. Going to a wedding tomorrow, so the earphones will be firmly plugged into Express FM." That's how we like to hear. Graham Wilkins, thank you for your email. Leading on from that, lads, I really want to ask you what you think the lineup should be tomorrow afternoon. Sam, we'll start with you. Assuming McGilvery in goal, name us your back four and your attacking your lineup.
So, I'd like to see Raggett continue. Mm-hmm. I think he looked a bit shaky at first, but he grew into it. Bergie, it goes without saying, Bergie has to start. He's got probably the most experience out of the three. Downing might have more, but Bergie knows the club better. He knows the system better. Here's a funny one. I'd actually put Gareth Evans right back. I want to see that. I just think you've looked at a few teams recently have done a thing where they have their right backs bombing forward, mm-hmm. and then a central midfielder coming in to cover the right back position. Play Ross McCrory in centre mid. He can do that perfectly. He's played at right back too. Hornstrup left back, obviously. And then I'd like to see Williams and Harness starting on the wing. Gives it a new impetus. And Pittman out for... Let's give Harrison a go.
Yeah.
I want to see Marquis behind Harrison.
Harrison's certainly shown what he can do in the kind of little game he has had so far this season. Ivan, disagree, agree with any of that?
I pretty much agree with all of it. That front four that you just mentioned there, Sam, I'd stick with that. That sounds great. What we need is some attacking threat and some different kind of attacking threat. The only thing I would say, I felt Ben Close probably could do maybe just being dropped to the bench. I thought he looked a little bit erratic against Bolton.
I agree with you on that.
Maybe it will benefit him having some time out.
Richard Ayer on Twitter says his lineup would be 4-4-2. McGilvery in goal, Houndstrup, Raggett, Burgess and Bolton, Williams, Naylor, Cannon and Harness, with Harrison and Marquis partnering one another up front. Thanks to Richard on Twitter for that. And I ran a poll earlier in the day asking what you Pompey fans think the result will be tomorrow afternoon. 58% of you have voted for a Doncaster win. 29% are confident of a Pompey win, and 13% say draw. So, vast majority not expecting much from the game tomorrow afternoon. Jackets tweeted in saying the team has to be without Pittman, Close and Curtis, but with Harrison, Cannon or McCrory and Harness coming in as well. I think it's fair to say that Marcus Harness is going to be the overwhelming favourite to be starting tomorrow's game. And just quickly, word on Gareth Evans, Ivan, a player who's got the experience and, as Sam mentioned, could fit in at right back tomorrow if we need him.
Yeah, I think he could. I think he's looked decent as well when he's gone into that role. He's quite a reliable player as well. I mean, he's the kind of player who can go and fit in midfield if you need to switch him around as well. Yeah, I think he'd be a fair shout for the weekend.
Pompey's last victory at Doncaster came in 2012. We mentioned earlier the championship season in which both sides were eventually relegated. The Blues ran out 4-3 winners in the end. A tweet in from Gavin Jones lastly. He says, "Evening gents, I think now is time for the negativity to stop, especially from the supporters. Although I understand the frustrations of recent performances, if we can't manage to be positive ourselves, how can we expect the players to be positive too? A 2-1 win for Pompey tomorrow afternoon." And that leads me straight on. Guys, we're at the part of the show now. It's time to bring it to an end. I'm being picked up just after 5 a.m. so I've got to go get my beauty sleep. I'm going to have to press you both for a score prediction, starting with you, Ivan.
3-1 Doncaster.
3-1 Doncaster. Ooh, okay. Sam?
I'm going to go for a 0-0 draw.
0-0
draw. Very boring, but positive.
0-0 draw. Boring. Ivan's going for 3-1. Do you know what? I'm not going to round it off with a win. I don't think we're going to win. I think it will be a 1-1 draw. I agree. You know, you kind of reflect on last week's game at Bolton. Hopeful that we'll win, as ever, of course. But no, my prediction is going to be a 1-1 draw. Lads, thank you so much for joining me this evening. And there we are then. That rounds off another edition of this season's Football Hour. I'd like to thank both Ivan Prothero and Simon Carter for joining me on tonight's show, as well as to everyone who put their thoughts across to us on the text, tweets and emails too. Coming up this weekend on ExpressVPN, Reg Rose is joined by Connor Mosley, who sits in for Mason for this week's edition of the Weekend Request Show. Get your requests into them between now and 8 to get your song played. It's 81400 on the text, studio at expressfm.com on the emails, or at ExpressFM on Twitter. After that, Gloria Miller is back for another instalment of Music for the Soul. She's live until 10 p.m. when Hip Shaker takes over for your weekly groove, weekly blend of groovy 60s soul, R&B and beat music too. Tomorrow, Ian McGuinness will be waking the city up with a Portsmouth Breakfast Show from 7 a.m. Robbie James is here between 10 and midday before Lily Park is tasked with a warm-up to this weekend's Pompey Live. And then it will be time for the big one. Myself and Mason Jordan will both be here from 2 p.m. for all of the build-up, half-time analysis and post-match reaction of the Blues' trip to Doncaster Rovers in Sky Bet League One, with full live kick-by-kick commentary of the game with Andy Moon and Guy Whittingham in between. So tune in tomorrow afternoon for all of the unmissable action right here on the only radio station that is passionately Pompey, Express FM. Have a great weekend, and also stay chirpy and play our Pompey.